219 words from Finnegan's Wake because they are so beautiful that I wanted to read them aloud. Post 343. The novel, Joyce's Last, is 628 pages long and takes place over the course of one night as set inside a sleeper's dream world. Written in a dream language of puns, combined words, coined words, words made up on the spot, never to be seen in English prose again. Joyce worked through eye operations, poverty, countless apartments, two cities, family turmoil, and the gradual disintegration of his only daughter, Lucia. One scholar has suggested that on one level, Joyce was trying to break through her madness by using the same kind of language games he had played with her when she was a little girl. We know that he read his work aloud, and that she often danced in the room where he was writing. I like that image best of all. I have not read the book but for a dozen or so pages, but the Irish rhythm of its sentences feels like religion to me, the thing that saves you. Here's a sip of Finnegan's Wake, its ending first, which folds into its beginning. And it's old and old, it's sad and old, it's sad and weary, I go back to you, my cold father, my cold mad father, my cold mad fiery father, till the near sight of the mere size of him, the moils and moils of it, morn and awning, makes me see silt, salt, sick, and I rush, my only, into your arms. I see them rising. Save me from those terrible prongs. Two more. One, two more men's more. So, ave laval. My leaves have drifted from me, all, but one clings still. I'll bear it on me to remind me of Lif. So soft this morning, ours, yes. Carry me along, Taddy, like you done through the toy fair. If I seen him bearing down on me now under white spread wings like he'd come from archangels, I sink I die down o'er his feet, humbly, dumbly, only to wash up. Yes, Tid, there's where, first, we pass through grass, be hush the bush to. Wish, a gull, gulls, far calls, coming, far, and here. Us then, Finnegan, take, but softly, mememomi, till thousands the lips, the keys to. Given, away, alone, a last, a loved, along the river run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation, back to Howth Castle and environs. James Joyce, Paris, 1922 to 1939.